This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
Help if I turn the microphone on. 305 on KMJ. Good afternoon. That's Skip Acheverria. I'm Philip Teresi. 25K payoff in play again. Another shot at $100 this hour that comes with a shot at $25,000 in our grand prize drawing. For details and contest rules on the 25K payoff, you can always visit KMJNow.com. But if you just want to take a shot at $100, you got to text the national keyword to 95819. Skip, what is this hour's national keyword?
Fast. F-A-S-T. You can go ahead and text FAST to 95819. Maybe win $100. Maybe get in that grand prize drawing for 25,000 of them.
25K payoff is sponsored by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Good luck. Just one more thought here on the shorty shorts before we move on.
It's okay. I know you want to talk about it.
It's a psychological question.
Okay.
I understand that people like to look at attractive people. And I understand that sometimes attractive people playing peekaboo with their wardrobe is going to generate excitement. What with my being a healthy and sane and as far as I know, fully functional American male, I happen to have noticed a couple of the ladies circulating on, I don't know, Fox News, Mila Kunis, Mila Jovovich, so on and so forth. There's lots of delightful things out there. I'm not mad that people got excited about, this guy's name kills me, Milo Ventimiglia and his shorty shorts coming out of the gym. Here's the part where as soon as I hear it, if we were to invert the formula and this was, I don't know, Scarlett Johansson coming out of the gym. This is the part that for me immediately like knocks it down a peg, like lets me just enjoy the whole thing a little bit less. Tribeca Taylor Desmond Brooks tells the New York Post, quote, "They want short shorts that hit right above the quad muscle so they can see the results of them working out. In other words, these are shorts for men who want to go full Patrick Bateman in the mirror at the gym."
Whatever it takes to make you go work out. I mean, it does accentuate the quad muscle. You're not going to wear these and have chicken legs, okay? Unless you're a runner.
That's the problem. That's who's going to wear these. Because either you've got that or you don't. Like I said, I mean, I'm not saying this because I'm like fishing for a compliment or whatever. I'm a fat guy. I'm a big dude. And I carry most of it in the belly. I have fantastic legs, probably in part because I'm a fat guy. Do you know how much force it takes to push 300 pounds out of a chair?
You got thick thighs save lives.
Hey, man. I've got more muscular legs than this guy does.
Well, then I think I know what I'm buying you for your birthday.
But I would never wear these because whether or not I can compete with this guy for leg tone, I don't know what he's wearing to keep his business, but I would have to duct tape, not to mention shave, to wear shorts like that. I'm not willing to do that. The problem is the people who are going to adopt this trend are going to be people who don't understand why those things would be necessary, and the guys with the chicken legs.
Well, okay, so this style went viral last summer thanks to TikTok, okay? And I think that more so it is that younger age demographic. You're going to see this in the 20s to almost 30-ish. And I think partially because it's trying to be funny. I mean, some of it goes back to some of the 80s stuff because that stuff's all making its like rounds. You know, mom jeans are back in. So why not the short shorts for the men a la Rocky running on the beach or whatever? You're right. He is groomed. Think about societal standards, but if you want to go out ungroomed, just you're going to get some looks, but okay. Here's the struggle I have with short length. First of all, try being a mother trying to buy shorts for a daughter who's almost as tall as you, and you don't want her butt hanging out because they don't make them. If you can find an inseam, it's either Bermuda shorts, which is down to the knees, or an inseam of 1.5. And then people get mad, like, why are little girls dressing like whatever, fill in the blank? Well, because they're literally not making clothes for them that way. But the other thing is, if you've got thick thighs, you got to like figure out, do you wear shorts that are going to be longer and past the point of friction and rub, or do you wear them shorter and then you're putting more out on display? He was coming from the gym. This wasn't dinner.
I understand. If you've got it, if you've got good muscle, people will notice. Now, I understand, again, I'm not going after Milo coming out of the gym. This is somebody in workout clothes, and that's a slightly different standard, and I do what you got to do in the gym. The problem is that this is not going to be just a gym thing. Just like the Lululemons didn't stay in the yoga studio, this isn't going to stay in the gym. If you've got muscle, if you're built, people will notice. It doesn't matter what you wear. If you've got good thighs or good arms, you can be wearing a three-piece suit. If you got it, people will notice. Two, this is just... If you look like you missed the polio vaccine, skip this trend.
I don't get it.
If you got pipe cleaner legs...
Oh. Well, but
don't do this. Don't do this to yourself. Don't do it to your friends and neighbors, because you're going to be going, oh, look at my quads. And people are going to be going, oh, I thought somebody dropped a cigarette filter.
Are you reverse body shaming right now? You know what?
Yes, I'm body shaming chicken legs.
Skinny people have feelings too.
Fine. Have your feelings and your 29-inch waist. Watch me play the world's smallest violin as an accompaniment to your child-sized clothing.
You know what? Let me call out your privilege here, Philip. when you were younger, and you've talked about this, because how tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
Okay, but you were still like a big dude. You've got like shoulders when you were in school, going to school. Women probably looked at you and were like, oh my gosh, he's so dreamy, just about enough bad, and he's tall.
Does anybody else hear the shenanigans afoot here?
But what I'm saying is, you weren't the skinny, like, track guy, or the guy that they were saying, like, why don't you eat a hamburger? And then these kids, like, eat a lot, and they can't put on weight. I mean, you had the privilege of no one going, like, oh, you're a weakling, because you were a big dude.
Children are horrible. And the people who pick on other people because of their body type, like going up to a stranger and being like, ha ha, loser, you can't build muscle. He might have a thing with his thyroid. Leave him alone. This isn't that. This is making a decision to display yourself. Check with your trainer. Go to the girl at the front desk, because you know how much the girls at the front desk of the gym love when guys come over and ask them for judgment about their bodies.
Uh-huh.
But put a $20 bill on the counter and tell her, this is yours just because I am taking up your time. I'm not flirting with you. I don't want anything from you but an honest and objective opinion as a person who sees all shapes and sizes come through here every day. Should I be wearing Milo's shorty shorts? All I want is a yes or a no. Let the girl give you a yes or a no and accept the answer. Okay.
So I want to thank our listeners who are amazing. Somebody just sent me the link to the shorts that started it all last year. Chubby Shorts. ChubbyShorts.com. Okay. That's what they're called. Now, to answer your question, some of them have built-in support. And it's not just the netting, like the swim shorts.
It's gotta
actually
be more than the netting.
It's got like, look, it's 2020, 2021. They've developed the science to hold it all in place.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, thank you to the individual who sent the link so that Philip can find his chubby shorts here. There is casual. There are swim trunks. There are athleisure shorts.
See, athleisure. That means that people are already planning to wear this crap someplace other than the gym.
They are. But I would like to say, Philip, do you love our troops?
Of course.
Of course you do. Well, thank you, Mr. Spicoli. You never, ever leave me hanging. He sent a picture of what PT shorts look like, military PT shorts. Thank you. And and it says, military PT shorts, more like Daisy Dukes of Freedom. If they're good enough for our troops, they're good enough for you, Philip.
And again, in the context of the gym where there is a performance function involved, the aesthetics get skewed slightly. The fact that, what did you call them, chubby shorts?
Yes.
Has an athleisure option means that people are going to wear these in public.
There's line shorts, gym class mesh. Look, this is a very like hipster look going on. Be careful checking out the website because there are definitely those mustaches that are really popular right now.
See, that's...
We're too old. We are aged out of this.
Dewey, welcome to KMJ.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to figure this out. Christine, there's a thing called a sewing machine. You can make the pants any length you want for those little girls. And it's a simple process. I can even make them today.
Oh, so you, Dewey. Dude, I got no time for that. You're cute, but pass. I'm not sewing nothing.
And
did he just tell me to sew?
Do you remember when Magic Johnson wore those shorts? And Larry Bird wear those shorts in basketball in public?
Professional athletes playing a sport, therefore a matter of function that supersedes form. Yes.
They also wore them at the beach.
Yeah, I remember that scene with Adonis Creed and Apollo.
Oh, my God.
Adonis? Who was Adonis? That was his son, right? No. I don't know. I'm mixing it up. Did this man really just call me up and tell me to sew my kid clothing? Are we living on a prairie?
Adonis Creed.
Who is Adonis? There is an Adonis.
God, my heart
Hold on a second.
Breaking.
I know that name, Adonis
Creed. Oh, God.
That is a person.
It's a new era in news talk. Only on News Talk 580-1059 KMJ.
If you haven't done so already, you need to text the word FAST, F-A-S-T, FAST, to 95819. Your chance to win $100 this hour, and you can qualify for the $25,000 payoff. It is brought to you by Chicchancy Gold Resort and Casino. For more information, go to kmjnow.com. Once again, your word is FAST, 95819. That is Philip. I am Skip, and I am not wrong. Adonis Donnie Johnson Creed is the fictional son of the world champion Apollo Creed, who is the result of an affair that he had with a woman who was then subsequently raised by Marianne Creed, Apollo's widow. So I mixed up my Rockies and my Creeds, but I wasn't wrong. They wore short shorts. Philip can too. We're going to buy him some chubbies.
Yeah, don't. As far as Adonis Creed goes, I simply had not bothered to watch the Creed movies because when I want to watch Rocky, I'll watch Rocky. Yeah.
Well, our oldest likes the Creed movies because he's like 17 and I like Michael B. Jordan. And so, yeah, we watch all those movies a lot.
Are they doing a lot of beachside runs in shorty shorts? Did they reenact the scene of Apollo and Rocky?
No, there's some flashbacks.
Okay.
But I am very impressed that we somehow turned a conversation that before the show into a conversation about Rocky because the boss called me Drago's wife. I can't remember what her name is. Mm-hmm. He said we had the same haircut, but wow, today's weird. There's no beach scenes. There is a scene where he's like breaking up the ground in the desert with a sledgehammer because Rocky's teaching him how to really train and break through.
If it works in Siberia, it ought to work in Death Valley. 490-5858 is the number here, and Jeremy's been holding for a minute. Jeremy wants to talk about short shorts. Welcome to KMJ.
Hey, guys. So first off, those shorts were ridiculous on 80s and 90s gym teachers. Everybody remembers them. They don't need to make a comeback. I don't care what anyone says. And second, it's bad enough when it's a big, overly manly man with a giant, you know, lip ferret wearing them. But when you get a guy who's 5'4" and weighs 106 pounds trying to sport those with a mustache, it looks more quagmire and we should call it the molestache. I'm just saying.
Yes!
You just described, like, all of the cross-country runners in high school. Like, every single one of them. They're just trying.
My two cents.
They're just trying to channel their testosterone. They can't put any weight on. They're running all the time. They got to wear the short shorts because that's what the school's buying them. And they're just trying to groom that mustache.
No, Jeremy is exactly right. On two grown men fit to compete, or at least on screen act as though they are competing for the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship, those shorts are quite enough.
Uh-huh.
And that is in the context of a workout, despite the romantic undertones of their run on the beach. Some hipster with a waxed mustache and what will inevitably end up looking like a sweater stolen from either Richard Simmons or Kurt Cobain over shorts that leave nothing to the imagination except whether it was tucked under or in.
Or in a knot.
Is not going to help.
Okay. But you could get the Foul Plays, which are covered with neon roosters, for $69.50.
No. No, 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 no. There's no need for this.
I think it's a weird, like, flex that people are doing of, like, just trying to be more ridiculous than the last. Hey, I'm just saying, these are your children. They're not mine. These are people in their
20s. Do you remember how Rocky dressed when he wasn't, like, on the beach training with Apollo? And actually how he dressed for most of his training? Do you remember what Rocky wore in the gym?
Gray sweats.
For, like, 99? Yes, gray sweats. Wore them in Siberia, wore them in Jersey, or Philly, excuse me. Wore them running, wore them biking, wore them trimming the hedges in front of his mansion. When he wanted to look good, when he was going to go take Adrian out, what did he do? He put on his black jeans, he put on the gray sweater with his leather jacket and the hat. Rocky didn't wear the oh my goodness quad shorts while he was out running errands. Can you imagine what would have happened to Adrian if he had walked into the pet store in those shorts? That poor woman would have spontaneously combusted.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around. I think it's just people this age group just having fun trying to be ridiculous because it's making some people like you lose their mind. And they're just like, whatever. I still can't believe a man called me up and told me to sew.
It's a solution.
Oh, goodness. No, I got nothing. Well, you think I'm going to spend $70 on a pair of shorts for any of my kids on this? No way. It's a strange flex to show how much money you can spend on these ridiculous shorts.
So we're going to see shorty shorts coming soon.
This summer.
To the gym. And probably the patio at Tioga Sequoia, because that's who's going to be wearing these shorts.
It's true. I have somebody in mind that I know wears them now, and he wears them to some iron something gym. And then he just got married to one of the most amazing women I know. So, you know, it works out, I guess.
Wear them to the gym. Just not the grocery store. I don't want to have to explain to my kids what's wrong with you. And there is something wrong with you.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
This is the Afternoon Drive Podcast with Philip and Skip from KMJ and KMJNow.com.
3:35 on your Afternoon Drive at News Talk 580 and 105.9 KMJ. Philip Geraci and Skip Echeverria joining you for the drive home, latter part of your work day, last 10 minutes of school, whatever you're doing. Probably before we get all the kids on the road, we should get into the story of New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham and her $62,500 settlement with a former campaign staffer because she was just trying to be nice and help him dry off after a drink spilled in his lap.
Oh, okay. That's all. It was just a minor misunderstanding.
This is why I think she paid out the $62,000
in five equal payments of $12,500.
There has been this claim that, you know, it never happened, fake news, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, a room full of people kind of saw this thing happen. She dumped a glass of water in the guy's lap and then started vigorously drying him in front of everybody.
Gosh. Okay, so she didn't just like dried, because I'm trying to go, how does this happen? Oh, you spill it and you just frantically like, oh my god, I'm sorry, and then you realize, oh my god, I'm touching you, I'm sorry. But she, because that could happen, right? Like,
No. You and I have been working in fairly close proximity for what, a year now? A little over?
In dog years, COVID years, that's 85. Year and a half.
You could tell me it's been like 13 months. You could tell me it's been like my entire actual life and the rest of it was just a lie. Oh, God, this pandemic sucks. Skip, if something happened, if you and I were sitting side by side at the conference table and I accidentally spill something on you, I'm going to grab a handful of napkins and I'm going to hand them to you. The odds that I've spilt something on you, that you want me to knead you with towels, like your forearm, like that's the only part of the body that you are, your reaction isn't immediately going to be, bro, married, back off. Just don't touch it. Like, no.
So what the story goes. Hey, look, I was just trying to, I was trying to do what men do and go, well, maybe he didn't mean it. No, what happened was she poured the bottle of water on his crotch, then, quote, slapped and grabbed it through his pants. He says that the incident happened in front of everybody.
Oh, it happened in front of everybody. You don't pay out $62,000 because you think that you're going to win this argument.
Yeah, although there have been folks from her campaign that she strenuously denies that there was any merit or truth to his claims. But this fully resolves the disputed potential claims.
Is it conceivable that a drunk person does something like this thinking it's funny, but not thinking of it in terms of sexual harassment? Yes. If you weren't drunk, you have no excuse.
No, well, and here's where I will call out women that bugs me is that, you know, we want people to respect our space, but then don't do the same in other spaces and feel like, well, if we initiate it, I say we as women, I wouldn't. Then it's okay. It's not predatory. I had a friend that would work out and he was ripped, just like ripped, and random women would want to like touch his arms and stuff. He's like, don't touch me. Like, but what's the big ripped guy going to do? Say like, you know, then the masculine piece comes in. Like, are you being rude? Are you being mean? It gets even worse when you have like straight women, gay men, because they feel like, oh, we can do whatever here. It doesn't mean anything because he's not into women. And so there's this like complete disregard for the fact that other human beings have personal space and might not want you in it. So maybe she was drunk. Maybe she thought she was being funny. Maybe she thought it was okay because she picked up on some flirting. You know, I hear that. We hear that in the opposite. Like, well, I didn't know she was flirting or not, or if this was okay. It was a very expensive mistake, it sounds like.
The end of the political career would have come swift and severe had the genders been reversed, plain and simple.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think in what you're talking about, that kind of the double standard that exists for a whole bunch of really nuanced reasons, but nevertheless, we all kind of know exists, where a woman touching a man without explicit consent is a different thing than a man touching a woman mm-hmm. without explicit consent. It just is. And there's lots of nuanced reasons why that is. And we can debate those some other time, but it exists. I've got a lot of female friends. Some of my female friends are very funny. Some of my female friends are alcoholics. Some of my female friends are very funny alcoholics. But I've got a kind of a fairly diverse group of female friends, some of whom predate my marriage, some of whom came into our lives since I've been with Mrs. Teresi. Not one of those women would do this out of respect for the fact that I don't like people getting up in my business. Never mind the whole, and he's married and loves his mm-hmm. wife and isn't going to tolerate somebody trying to break down that barrier. You don't strike me as the kind of person who gets handsy unless it's somebody that you're real familiar, real comfortable with. If this was a man doing it to a woman, it would have been a termination immediately. If this was a woman who was a little bit tipsy, who got stupid and patted a man's thigh with a towel because she accidentally bumped a bottle of water on him, nobody would think anything of it. There'd be nothing here. $62,000 means that Governor Graham was being nasty.
Yeah, and I think, too, sometimes there's this belief that if, you know, it feeds into some of that, like, weird, you know, cougar vibe type stuff, like...
Excuse me, just a minute. Governor Grisham. I don't know why I got Graham stuck in my head. Grisham.
Yeah, she was in the wrong. I think it's interesting that the article, you know, mentions, you know, the political leanings. She's a Democrat who served as a U.S. representative for the state beginning in 2013 and was elected governor in 2018. Yeah. Yeah. Guess what? There's gross Democrats, too. There's gross women, too. The fact that it's just such a gross violation of personal space. And if it says she's eligible to run again, I mean, should she? She admitted some level of guilt in paying out $62,000.
Which her campaign is trying to position it as, we just wanted this to go away. There's no credibility. There's no credence, blah, blah, blah. I don't think you pay out $62,000 for something that there isn't a whole lot of debate on. I go back to what I said before about if it was a man guilty of behaving this way towards a woman, like, we wouldn't be talking about future political aspirations. You'd be done and over with. This is such an aggressive thing, man. Because this isn't a pat on the thigh. We aren't talking about some subtle misunderstanding. You know, I go to hand you the liner sheet and you turn at the wrong time, and instead of putting it in your hand, I poke you in the boob with a piece of paper. You know, accidents happen, and we all know that that can happen. Although my arms would have to be really long for that to happen, but you take my meaning.
Yeah.
Little oopses like that occur in real life. This was not that. This was, by all accounts, this was a person aggressively manipulating another person in a way that was unmistakably inappropriate. Is this the first time she's behaved this way? Is this the last time that a person who would go that far will behave that way?
Oh, man. Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, she had paid off the $12,500 payments, and this is supposed to be in the books, but is now, you know, coming out. So they were trying to keep it secret. So do I think that this might be like a Cuomo deal where one person talks and maybe a few more come up? Yeah, I could see that. I think that when you're talking about predatory behavior among women, that they, you know, may be able to kind of fly with it a little more resting on the belief that women don't typically do that. You don't just jump to grab and junk.
Thank you.
That's a quote. You can save that one for something there, Josh. No, I will not sew. And no, yeah, you don't jump to that.
That's what I'm saying. Is that's a big leap.
Yeah,
because that's really getting to somebody's personal space.
Yeah, but I mean, as a man, okay, answer me this: do you feel like there you could go up? What's the comment always like, oh, dude, did you enjoy it? Like, there's this minimization of men's boundaries being violated. Or did it really hurt you? I mean, there's minimizing of that happens.
Yes and no. Younger men, I think that there's this supposed to be kind of macho. Well, of course she grabbed me. I'm, you know, irresistible. Yeah.
It was my short shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking good. It just came out of the gym. I was hella swole. Whatever. You know, the idiot things that a 22-year-old man tells himself because they're trying to figure out who they are. Idiot 23-year-old Philip being treated this way would have just turned it into a funny story. Wouldn't have thought twice about it. Mm-hmm. And frankly, honestly, wouldn't really have cared. Like, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. This person behaved inappropriately. I live to see another day. 40-year-old Philip being treated this way, especially by somebody who's a de facto boss or employer. I'm pulling the e-brake on this. Mainly because I don't want to find myself in an indefensible position. I still kind of go back to, if there wasn't, you know, some kind of torsion injury, I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not going to have trauma nightmares about it. But I don't want anybody coming back and saying, oh, well, he let it happen.
Yeah, and I think, too, it becomes this pattern of who wants to be the one that calls the boss on it. I mean, she's a governor. I think that what you're going to see is a closer bit of attention to people in those positions and their behaviors. And just because, and I don't know, the kind of twisted, like, well, if I do it in front of everybody, I can just pass it off. Ha ha. It wasn't an issue. Or is that I'm going to do this in front of everybody and you can't say anything. It's a double power dynamic.
That might be. And now there's a question that exists in everybody's mind because you brought up Andrew Cuomo. Who's going to have more piercings, the governor of New York or the governor of New Mexico?
Coming up just after 4 o'clock, your next chance to get one step closer to $25,000. It starts with a text. We'll give you that keyword on the way. You can win $100 and be in that grand prize drawing. Official rules at KMJNow.com. It's brought to you by Chicchansi Gold Resort and Casino.
Rolling up on 4 o'clock, just a couple of minutes before we get to the top of the hour news. And by now, I think it's been pretty well established that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine's pause was brought about out of an abundance of caution. And it's been interesting to watch the various factions on this thing kind of compete for how it's going to get spun. It is my belief that the pause on the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is proof that our system and our safety measures are working exactly as we wanted them to. I've also heard now a couple of times reporting on it that has started to lean into what you and I were talking about yesterday, the birth control angle. All six of the people who reported the clotting issue are female. The age range, with the exception of the oldest of them, the age range is definitely within the bounds for the use of oral contraceptive. And yet the anti-vaxxers have already started to turn it into a, see what happens when the government forces you. Well, no. The government, as soon as they detected the possibility that one person in 1.17 million people might be having an adverse reaction. they hit pause. It's the opposite of the anti-vaxxer narrative that the government's trying to inject you with experimental things with no regard for your health.
Well, and what we saw with this, what they're looking for is called CVST, which is a rare blood clot syndrome known as cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. And according to Dr. Philip Grant, who is the leading Stanford's Johnson & Johnson clinical trial, he said young women are more likely to have this to begin with. Women are three times more likely to have CVST to begin with. And now as we're starting to open up these vaccinations to larger groups, people that qualify because they might have a pre-existing condition, people who might have other illnesses, it is possible that you're going to see some of these things start to fire off as opposed to just going with the older population. Some of the other issues that they were talking about were if these women, not just contraceptives, but are they smokers? Did they have a family risk factor for CVST? You know, things related to weight and obesity, it's all being checked out, and that's what it should be doing.
The system's working exactly as we hoped it would under the strange time that we are in. When we get back, by the way, a Department of Public Health news release coming with the cooperation of Valley Children's Hospital. It's called multi-system inflammatory syndrome, and it has to do with kids who have been exposed to the coronavirus. Here we are getting ready to go back to school, looking towards summer vacation, trying to get to hybridized learning, and now this gets introduced into the conversation. We will talk about MISC when we get back after that update of headlines on KMJ.